Zohar Kadosh tells us Klal Yisrael came to get the Torah. Vayotzi Moshe Asaom Lekas Elokim Ramachane. The Shekhinah went towards them, says Rashi. Vayishyatzvu Yisachtis Ahor. Klal Yisrael sat Yisachtis Ahor. As the Pshuta Shal Mikro is Biragli Ahor. They camped at the Biragli Ahor. The Gemara on Shabbos developed this thought even further. The Gemara is off. Says Chazal, that they, Hashem lifted over the Tag Gigas for Omlahem and Atam Akamla Sator Mutov Vimlam Shomtek Vurashem. He put it over the heads, Gigas, like a barrel, and said, Atam Akamla Sator Mutov Vimlam Shomtek Vurashem. So the obvious question is what Shom take for us, and what Shom take for us, and it should be Poi take for us, and what Shom over there, Shom I am. What Shom take for us, and even more twice is asked the Kasha, Charles Pechet, the famous Kasha, why did they need to be coerced? Why did they need to be forced? Why was it necessary to hold the mount over their heads, although they said Nasav and Ishma? Yanu call the Om Nasav and Ishma for his song. Yachto Nasav and Ishma. His words, but Tosfos, why did they have to have Hakigigas? Coerced. Hello, Kulam Omru on Nasav and Ishma. Tosfos says a pshat that when they saw the Eshak Doilo, they thought they would, you know, have to go back. They thought maybe to be choizer because they got all nervous and scared. Mainly afterwards it has to be Kofalim Hakigigis. We could say another Pshat is from the Maharal. It says it as, I think it maybe heard many years ago. It's my Pshat, but I think it's from Shulim the Maharal. He says the Pshat, which is a Soid Gordel for Torah Rabbi Yisrael, that everybody has to know. The Emes, the Gemara Yuma Lamed Che, Lamed He, Lamed Be, tells us the Murray the Gemara. The Gemara says in Lamed Hay, says the Gemara, Torah Rabbanon, Ani v'Ashir v'Rasha b'Din l'Din, and Ani the Ashir and the Rasha all come l'Din. V'Ani Oyvim Loi, Neila Loi Asakti b'Torah. So the Ani they say, why weren't you Oisik b'Torah? Ani, why weren't you Isaac Batoira? Ani I used to Torah bin Mizanaisab. If he says I was an Ani and Rahman son, I couldn't support myself with Torah. I'm in Loi Kum I used to Yosef Hillel. Well, you left in Hillel, Amr Allah al Hillel has okay. Shabakal Yoy Vayoim. I Oisa Mishtaka Betrepik. He would work for a Trepik. Half he would give to the base medrash, half he would give to the Anshe Beis or his family. One time Hillel didn't find a job that day. The Shoyer Beis HaMedrash, then you had to pay money to get into the base medrash. Not that they paid you to come learn. You had to pay money. If you didn't pay the money, you couldn't enter the base of magic, Rabbi said. Maybe we should do that, Rabbi said. Maybe I have to look for a different job. But anyway, stayed. And there was a shoyma waiting outside, and he was aggressive. He would not let anybody go in. No, so what did he do? Zabdeh, Yinichusha, basically, Khanas 11, Nitlav, Yosha, Piyaruba. Hillel went up and stood by the Aruba, he hung himself, and leaned over the aruba with the sky roof that they had. Kadesh Yishma Divrei Elikim Chayim, to hear Divrei Elikim Chayim. If Yishma Yevav Talyu. Omru Oysa Yoim Erev Shabbos. That day was Erev Shabbos. It's Kufas Tevis. Oysa Yorl of Shelag Min Hashamayim. A ferocious storm, snowstorm, came in Hashamayim. Kisha Ola Omur Hashacha Omur Oishmayim Elav Talyun. Avtayin Achi. Because Yoim Abayis Meir, Yoim Aifa, the whole day there's always sunshine here. Coming in for the Aruba, today it's Aifa, Shemit Yoim Hamununu, maybe it's Yoim Hamunun. It was so unturned because Sai didn't even, maybe Shemit didn't look up. He teeth away Nayan, how much they were Isaac Matur, maybe they looked up. The roads must Odom by Aruba, they see up in the sky, they look up, they see it, there's must Odom there. Olu umotu olav roim shlolish amish shelag. Three amish of shelag by sabar amba on the top of hill. Parkur vichitzur vizichur vashibur kinegra medura. This is with Shabbos, I think it was a kubihet or whatever, it was a sakona. Amr roi zel a hillel. The chalav is a Shabbos, oh, Shabbos of the Marburish. Roi zel a chalav is a Shabbos, it'd be so just a sakona. He'd be back in his nefesh. Toshir, I'm not my mother, I sacked the Torah, my mother, I used to Torah, I used to be nich, benich, nich, I was so busy with my nechazim, I'm not clue my Oshir, I used to Yosef, Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, Ben Charsim, Shinich, Lai Ov, Elif, Ayoro, I used to be Yaposhu, Gen Elif, Spinus, Bayom. The kids, Rebbe Kol Yoim, Yoim, I know it's all noit, shall Kemach, I'll save for you, take a little small pouch of Kemach, I'll save for you, I'm having a year, leave, deal, 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 my Torah. Omru, say one time they found it, Avod of Osma and Gariya. They make him work. Omru, I'm a Kosh, I'm a Yichun, I'm a Yichun, I'm a Torah. Let me go to learn. Rosh, Omru, I'm a Yichun, I'm a Sachta. And he was always learning Torah, says the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, I'm a Sachar B'Torah, I'm a Noah, you see, I was handsome, B'Torah B'Yitzri, my Yitzri bothered me, Yochum, I know, I used to Yosef B'Yosef. Omer, I was Yosef, 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 I was Meratim, the kids are Nimsa, says the Gemara, Basoy, Hillel, Mechaev, it's Andiyim, the blood, Mechaev, it's Ashirim, Yosef, Mechaev, it's Arishoyim. There's a mice in the Gemara over here, the Dover Pella. There's a Pais Mulevet put down the Shmuz on Bukhukhoisai. Pais Bukhukhoisai has a ganz of Shmuz of them. The Gemara over here is the Chorah Dover Pella Ad Mahoyz. Halloy, what the Pshat, Hillel Mechaev is Aniyim. Hillel, I tell Hillel Mechaev is Aniyim. How could it be? Hello, Hillel. Bishy, take an Ani from this door. And he said, listen, I was done for Rebbanasosim, I was an oyster, I had to feed my family, I had to take care of my household. How, what do you expect from me? How could I, if I learned Torah, I supposed to support myself, was telling Shemayim, oh, but look at Hillel. Look what Hillel did to me. Hillel. I said, Hillel, I said, okay. Tana Eloiki, Rebbe Yisai. Tana Eloiki. There's a Taina. You, Ani. Hillel, Mechaibim. The Oshir of Lesman Chasum and Yosef Atzadik. Why are they in the Shvon Mechaev and Sarashoim? People say, I became Sahara. Oh, why weren't you like Yosef? What did he want from the guy? Halavai could be like Yosef Buxbaum, my Rebbe, could be like Yosef Atzadik. There's a man with Chaim Shmulev and Tamiru de Kisod. And this, I believe, is the Yisoid of Kof Aleim HaKigigis. This will be the Yisoid of Oysai. The Yisoid is, and this we find of Oysai, the same Yisoid we find that we read Rus on Shavuos. The Shavuos speaks out why we read Rus on Shavuos. She went through all the hardships, But there's another Yisoid in what we read Rosh Rabbi Yisrael. Based on this concept, Ruth's famous statement when she spoke to Naomi. Naomi said, was trying to push her off. Naomi was trying to push her off, and she said this thing and that thing. And Ruth kept saying, "Don't worry, wherever you're going to go, I'm going to go. We're going to. What was being difficult? No problem." Ki achayim yafrit, ki amavis yafrit b'nir v'neich. Teicht, the Schwab, Zatzal, the Mashkiach of Gateshead. Ruth's statement here was going to say, "You saw what Kabbalah's Torah is all about." Ki achayim yafrit b'nir v'neich. The people have to understand that Libra Torah is a hechrich. Libra Torah is our mitzvah, our essence. It's not just an extra thing, it's not just a good thing, not just another subject matter. It's the essence of one's eternal existence. That is your lechem. That is your sustenance. That's your bread. With Torah, he's a chai. Without Torah, he's a meis. Ki achayim yad, ki amom is yafri, benir meineich. Ruzes Kabbalah was that this is chayim, and leaving you is perish min achai. Havi perish mi meis, perish min achai. This is chayim. Chayim ruchni is. This is Kabbalah satoira. And a person has to know that that's the essence. Nasa v'nishma will do what a person wants. Very nice. That's Ratzon. That's only in our Ratzon. But it could be today we feel like learning, tomorrow I'm not so in the mood. Sniffles, snuffles, sprinklers, whatever it is, something's bothering him, something's hurting him. Then, okay, today I'm just Ratzon to learn. Not in the mood. Not in the mood to go to Shia today. Not in the mood to come to the Shmooze. Not in the mood. Torah is chayim. Torah is hechus. Kofa aleim harakigigis is the pshat of Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, "Why are you makabel the Torah? That's the initial, very nice. We'll listen, we'll hear." But that's mitzvahin chem. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to know that's hechus Torah. That's the mitzvah, it's your essence. That a makabel is a Torah. It is a gabol is a Torah. Kol yoyim v'yoyim is the essence. God. Then it's good. Then mutav. The imlav shom tekurazcha, not tafkapo. Shom, every civilization, every existence, wherever you'll be, each class as a whole and each individual. If there's no Torah, if Torah is not my essence, if Torah is not my bread, if Torah is not my mayim and my avir, if Torah is not my life, then shom tekurazcha. Then chas v'shalom, you're not going to be living. You're going to be wasting your essence, your ikar sustenance. That's the shayt you saw it over here, Bezal. That's kofaleim hadigigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them that a person has to learn Torah and feel that I must learn. I have to learn because without learning, I'm not chay. I'm not b'mchinas chay. If a day goes by without leaving that Torah, that's chas v'shalom. It's nishchai. The believers were doing that way in the Gemara. What is Hillel say when he's on the roof? So Hillel, who had Hillel Shoyim basically called him a little of Rosh Hopi Aruba, they should yishma divrei elikim chayim. What is the Torah? What is my ever divrei elikim chayim? The version of divrei elikim chayim is the words of the elikim chayim. Does my chiyus Hillel say? He went up there to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim. The Pshat in Hillel is Hillel came to the Akara that no matter what, I have no money, I'm not able to get in, but I must hear those words. Because without it, the Neshama can't live. My eternal existence, my real existence, to who I am, will not be able to exist. I won't be able to survive. I won't be able to go vayta. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing them. Kofar Lehim HaHakigigis. You must have the Torah. You can't just learn Torah in a way that, okay, I'm in the mood, I'm feeling good, I want Torah is a Mechayiv Kol Rega V'Rega. And the Rambam writes, the Rambam Hichul Talmud Torah, the Rambam writes that a person's chayav to learn Torah at Yom Moisai, when he's about Yisroel, about this, it's not based on this Gemara. Where do we find a chayav like this? In every mitzvah, only in Zrachman and Patrei. A person's not feeling well, he heard it this part of his body, that part about his potter. We found a cloud called Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. If you're an honest, you can't, it's not shayich. And Torah name, everybody's mechuyev to learn Torah like the Rambam. When he's about Yisurin, when he's poor, he's rich, he's this, he's that. Mechuyev to learn Torah, ad yoy boi say mamish. Torah is under a chiyev. It's a chiyev because kihem chayeinu. It's a chiyev because it's our essence. It's our stability. It's our chayim. So that's the time. Hillel Mechayev means Hillel's Mechayev tell us to teach that you sow to the honey, that there is no excuse. You have to understand this is your essence, as Hillel understood. And that's Mechayev you. To what extreme you have to go, that's Mechayev you. A person has to know this and get into his noodle. Torah is a hechlich. Torah is part of his life. Torah is part of his life flow. This is ICU unit. He plugs into it. It can be chayim if chas v'shalom he's misrasha with it. If chas v'shalom he doesn't take it serious. If chas v'shalom there are days that he just is lax in his learning, he leaves it. Does nishtap shad even gain the idea? Does for that day he was missing his chiyus? He's going back to benas manim, benas dor. This time he has free time. He's available. Chas v'shalom, rabbi Yisrael. There's a bechina of bittul chayim, not just bittul Torah. There's bittul chayim. There's an opportunity every second for more chayim, for more chiyus, for more istabkus b'vayi yoylam, for more kedusha Torah. Those are the taina of Rabbi Yisrael, of all the other people, the Russia, everybody, Torah b'yitzri osvaz. Because you were Torah b'yitzri, you didn't eat lunch today. Because with Torah b'yitzri, you didn't eat breakfast. Torah b'yitzri can't be an excuse either. Because you have to eat. You have to live. That the Chofetz Chaim's Taish and Akhtar to Mr. Brewer Mechai Olam Notam is Zecheinu, that on Torah you can't exist, and it's not just for now. You have to eat and eat and eat, because the Torah is going to have to give you existence for all the Torahs to come in the next world. And the more Torah you have, the more success you'll have for the future Torahs. If not, Chas v'Shalom, you'll be famished, you'll be thirsty. Those are the Metzias of Torah, by side. The chai, the realizing that if I have Torah, I'm a chai. If I don't have Torah, I'm a maze. If the Torah is my essence, the Torah is my mahus, the Torah is, if for any second of the day or any time that I have, it's my chayim, my medium. So when I'm sitting and learning Torah, that is chayim. When I come to the Beis Medrash, then I'm really truly living. When I'm mamish oisi for Torah, there's another dag of chiyus, another dag of chiyus. And more sustenance for the neshama. So when a person finishes learning, he feels odd. He feels complete. Torah has to be filled with the oil. The oil of Torah. The Gemara Zok from Metziah, the Rish Lakish felt the oil of Torah. And it could be Rish Lakish understood beforehand what it means to learn. Rav Tosfos speaks out of it. But he's Makabal old Torah. He felt a little bit chalishus from that. He couldn't jump back as he could did before. He couldn't do the sporting event as he did before. It was old Torah. What the old Torah? The old Torah is this feeling that I must learn. Without learning, I'm not a chai. This is my chiyus. This is my livelihood. This is the bayar. People who learn Torah, and the Torah is subjugated to their whims. Many people learn Torah in that mahalach. It's all my whim, how I feel, well, I'm in the mood, I'm not in the mood, I want to go. Torah has to be a hechlich, Torah has to be that it's a muchruch gansin. I must come. I must be there. Does my metzias? Does my essence? How can I not eat today? How can I not drink today? Not shayich. The Bob writes in his Akdoma to leave it at Gemara and Shah Rishon and Chelik Rishon. Torah ain't any kishan miksoyis. Every miksoy of the world, every subject is telling kifinat yosef kishroinai. Torah is not that way. Seire Yisrael Sholem Otor Eilam Lahashli Min Alcheshkem Atayva. This is the problem. When we're young, we base and we establish our learning Mefi cheshek atayra. I don't have cheshek. I do have cheshek. Give me cheshek. Give me a pill for cheshek. New pills coming out on the market. Green pills. The cheshek atayra. There's no such thing. The old acid of learning is based on cheshek. So chas v'shaloi. The metzias has to be hechrich. I have to do it. It's part of my metzias. It's part of my daily livelihood. My daily. A person has to be able to feel that David Amel says that he woke up in the morning, but Raglai Maviasoi saw the base of Medrash. He was so imbued with this Yisoi that this is my life, that his feet, Mele, brought up to the base of Medrash. He wasn't thinking. The feet walked on their own. The earth goes David Amel. His mind on the whole Medina or whatever the Mel. And his feet brought him. Why? His feet, with his body, his goof was only trained so much that from here I'm getting my sustenance. From here I'm living. From here is my connection to life. So if I have the feet are bringing him there, he wants more life. What fool doesn't want more life? What fool doesn't want to proceed with living? That's the problem. He says, the door is coming, you ought to call Yehudi Kiluli, he loya yachayim. The kulam lamdu, everybody learns because they realize this Yisoi. The Doreinu Onu Rak Misay Mispar Yoyim Mechia Behechrich Limrat Torah. Only the small amount that understand this Yisoid that there's no life, and the Eid Hashem the Cheshek will come. The Rav Oli eventually will come. The person learns good. He's Mekabel Ol Torah. Rashi says this Yipayet Beharef No. It's going to come eventually. Hashem said Mekabel Beher You Mekabel Ol Torah. In your mind, in your feeling, in your understanding, this is it. There's my Matthias. And then Be'ez Hashem, Imakal Torah, Mikan Be'ech Yerav Lachem. I believe that's the story that we make Be'ech Zat Torah. Baruch Ato Hashem Lachem Asher Kirishon HaMetzivon HaMetzivon HaLasai B'Dimei Torah HaMetzivon. And we have to learn Torah. And then comes V'Arim No. The V'Arim will come. As long as the person understands from Rishoyno HaMetzivon HaLasai I have the Chiyuv Hashem was Metzavim me, and I must. It's a chiyuv and I must. There's no excuse. There's nothing. It's a hechrich. I have to eat today. I must. If I don't, that's for sure. And then, Be'ez Hashem, once a person has that kabbalah, once a person understands this yisoy, he's ready in the Kaddish with that yisoy of kedushas kabbalas hatoira. Then, mikan ve'elach to kachosh bo yerav lachem. But if a person looking for the sweetness right away, the gishmak, he's looking for the dvar right away, you have to first mekabel. You'll never ever have Oizai. You'll never ever always have Cheshek. Be'ez Hashem Yishud. But there are times that there's things that are out around us that distract our Cheshek. This thing happens. That thing happens. The Mashkiach calls us in. And this, he took away my Cheshek. Now I can't learn. I lost my Cheshek. I can't learn today. It's lost. Anybody see it? It's in the Hashem's Aveda. My Cheshek is missing. I can't come up. I'm missing Cheshek. So what? So you're missing cheshek. So did you go to lunch today because you won't have so much cheshek? You eat anyway, even though you're not so hungry. You may eat something, because you won't eat, you'll die. Thus is the Metzias of Torah. But Hashem promises, you can't be elach yerav lachem. Kol hasholos kashos. The beginning is difficult. It might be you won't have so much cheshek. It might be hard and difficult. There's no reason not to stop, Rabbi Yisrael, for a second. Not only that, Rabbi Yisrael. Chaim Shulevit says, that a person has to realize that this koyach, this imperative of learning Torah, has to be not only if a person already has learned Torah and is learning Torah. The imperative of the cheshka Torah, of the hechra Torah, has to be that a person has to know I need more and more and more, that I can't stop. It's not just the amount of time a person spends in Torah. Even if he studies the whole night, but the mice, he has to know the hechruch of going further. Of deepening his level of understanding, of going further in Torah, of knowing more Torah, having more chiyus. And for care, the more a person tastes in the chiyus, there's a bigger taina or tzvi on him. The hechrich has to be vice, I have to know more and more and more. I need more chiyus and more chiyus. The Gemara says that the Rechol Rabbi Akiva, the Maratan Hedrin Samaches, the Shechol Rabbi Loz, the Nichlus Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva came in. The kids, he came Omayim Lama Batsim, why'd you come now? So they said, little boy, Torah about him. We came to learn Torah. So he said to them, at Asher Lama Loi Batsim, why don't you come till now? Omayim Lama Pnai, we don't have so much, we don't have enough time. Omayim, it's me, Aniyim, Yemusim, he says, Asma. I'm wondering if you'll die a natural death. Amalei Rikiva Shali Mahu, what's mine? Amalei Shalchok Kashu Mishalahem. Yours is worse than everybody else. Akrashi Mishnei Shalibcha Potuach Kulam. Ve'ila Shimashtani Yisilamet Torah Harbe. Rikiva was the God of Ador. The Gemara says in Menachos that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Poshut Moshe Rabbeinu Did Chavtez. And said, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, if you have such a person like Rikiva, why are you giving Torah to me? There was a taina on him. Why don't you learn more Torah? You could have accomplished more in Torah. The hechach has to be that I feel that I have no call on Torah Kulur Boza. I can't be complacent in what I learn. I learn a davia. I have to know more and more and more and more. Kriya was saying, because it's the etzem chiyas of a person. That's the metzias, that's the ma'us. And the more he knows, the more kedusha, the more level he can get, the more chiyas he can have. But if he satisfies himself with the little morsel that he gets, or the little bit he gets, and there's no plan and action to go higher and higher, that's also chesaron. And this is sort of a Kabbalah Satur has to be that I have to know and know and know. And that's the pshat of my side. That's the pshat of my side. So there, the Torah has to be mamish, our essence. It has to be our hechach. The mice of the stories are told. The stories are told. Many, many stories of people, how they realized this yisoid, that nothing was in the way. Nothing stopped them. No metzias, no maisa. The essence of the Gemara tells them, Oyam loy posit yeshiva me Yisrael, no matter what matzah they were in, there was always a yeshiva. Yerushal the Mitzrayim, they had a yeshiva. Everywhere there was a yeshiva boysai. The metzias of yeshiva was around, present always, because they knew this is the metzias of Klal Yisrael. This is our hechruch, this is what we must have. Tell the story in the Holocaust. There was a year, Lipman, I think. Gerish Lipman. Lipman. Kitzah, he went to Bergen-Belsen. Alamaisah. He kept strong in his Yiddishkeit the whole time. They once brought him in. He was working out in the field, they brought him in. And the Nazis not only stomped, degraded the body of Christ, but degraded the whole Messias of the Yiddishkeit. The Nazis brought him into a room, and the Maisa, he saw on the table that the Nazi Yimach Shemo, the general, the captain of the office over there, was eating Nebuch Dover Acher pig. He was eating, and on the table spread a tablecloth. It wasn't stam a tablecloth. It was a talus, four strings, and the chazir, Rahman al-Islam, was on top of it. Without thinking too much what the consequence would be, he saw that the zilz of the tushas and tzitzis, he grabbed the talus of his, and he pulled off. Everything went flying over his side, on the table, glasses, everything, crashed down. You can imagine the anger of the captain. With a flick of his hand, he told him to take him out and beat him to a pulp. And he barely survived, I was saying. Barely survived this beating. But he could buy his chus, Mishmenes Yad Nishmaya, and his Amr the Gamuni, he survived the war. Right after the war, so when they liberated the camps, so there was a Jewish soldier that came in, and he found this guy of Gershon learning and he couldn't believe it. Here after the war, thousands of people killed, millions of people killed. He saw for his eyes thousands, but millions of people killed. And here he's sitting there with Gemara Baba Kama going, fight and learn it. And the Jewish shoulder couldn't take it, he couldn't believe it. And he looked at this man and he said, "My hi, what's going on?" And he said, "What do you mean? For so many years we didn't have the Mars in front, we didn't have the Sfarim. I didn't have. Now I finally have the opportunity, 6 years of wasted time. Fight the back into the Gemara. soldier was astonished, but he wasn't ready for even the next statement. So what are you doing over here? He said, exactly, in this Malkum auditorium over here. He says, what do you mean? I'm making a yeshiva. You're making a yeshiva? A yeshiva? Are you joking? You're making a yeshiva now? Yes, I'm making a yeshiva. And who's in this yeshiva? Who's going to be part of this yeshiva? He said, so far there's only one in the yeshiva. But Be'ez Hashem, there'll be more. And as he saw it was Moyer, this Jewish soldier wanted to become his Talmud right away. The Yisod was La'olam HaPosek Yeshiva, a Holocaust, an Inquisition, Tzoros upon Tzoros. What is holds Klai Yisod right? This is the lesson. We're beaten, our Guf are beaten. We're taken aback by all the punishments and the Tzoros that we have. But what is our Eitz Chaim? What keeps us going? Mark Twain's famous question. What is it about this civilization? The Egyptians, the Romans, the Babylonians, all these civilizations perished. Gone, with all their success, it's gone. These Jews will continue to move on. What is it, as he ends with, about them that nothing can stop them from continuing to exist? The terrorist was questioning him, no, but it's not a portion of my son. The Oilam, the Pasach Yeshiva. Nothing could harm us. Nothing could destroy us. Because we know and we understand that this is the thing that keeps us going. This is our essence. No German could beat us. No Spanish and Brazilian should stop us. Klal Yisrael is going to continue. Why? Because the Torah is with us. It's our chios. It's our essence. Physical, we have to stay in the body with physical means. But what keeps us going? What gives us this push? What gives us the koichas? What keeps us moving on? That's Gemara Bava Kama, that Gemara Gittin, that Tosfos, that was Rishonim. When we learn and we work hard at it, and it becomes part of our mahus, we can't be ilach yerav. It becomes so sweet and so geshmak. But that's a hechrich. That's what we have to know. This is our Metzias. Wherever we're going to be in life, wherever we know, we have to know that this is our Metzias. Balabadim fears itim haTorah. Was it so good before that Achir fears itim haBoyzad? Why did we find the mitzvah? There's Achir fears itim. They have to be kovei itim haTorah for the Shulchan Aruch. Kovei itim. The pshat is no matter what you're doing, you have to give credit to that day. How does that day have chiyot? What? How is that day going to be? It's going to come that day before the Yibane Shalaylam. What did you accomplish this day? What did you do? Well, I'm a dentist. I had 6 fillings, 3 root canals, and 4 other dentist works. So what do you mean I did today? And what did you do? Sam the lawyer? What are you talking about? 4 cases I've dealt with at one time. Okay, we say that, but what about this? This Olam Hazeh. This is eternal. That's something that media has meaning for the future. It's a very nice thing, but what's for the future? What has meaning? What's eternal? What's your end? What do you do for your essence? Kiheim chayeinu. Yorich yameinu. Thus is. Veisyatsu v'sach tzahor shom teik v'razvam. Shom teik v'razvam. Ay, how much do we see this media? By the Shiva Shlita. All the time. Learning of Torah, there was no stop. It never stopped. It never. It was always, and every time, every second, he could chop. Every moment, he could chop was vayta. Ki chayi b'alei chokhmah, says the Rambam, b'li Torah, b'li chayi b'alei chokhmah, b'li chokhmah, is kemisa chashuvim. Kemisa chashuvim. Oh, it's like meal and meal, the Gemara says that a Talmud Shagala, the Galen Rabbi Yimai, you have to send the Rav to Golas. The Talmud is Gola. Why? Because of the Gemara, because the Torah says B'chai, he has to live there. He has to live. And he's not learning Torah. He doesn't have his Rabbi. The Bechinas Meis, it's the Bechinas Meis. The Gemara Daesh Zachir. To Megala, the whole Mishpach of the Rav, the whole Mishpach to pick up and go after the Talmud to Golas. Why? You have to sustain him over there. All the mice, what do you mean sustain? There's good shops, butcher shops, this beautiful restaurants, supermarkets, everything you have. But on and zechir al piyalog, that's just a trash. Zechir al chmot megal the rabbi. That's the mitzvahs of Kali's rabbi. That's our essence. The Meshiva, I will never forget it, rabbi. Meshiva, after a hernia operation, he was ma'isa out for a couple of days. He couldn't come in, and he had a hernia operation. And the ma'isa, no one would think, he was in the 70s or mid-70s, no one would think he would be able, you know, when he would come in a few weeks, it was an older man already. And the ma'isa, a week after the operation, there is, Rashiva had less sitsidiris, he comes in for his party, Mr. Brudashir. We were astonished. There he is, a man that, the ma'isa is 75 years old, with a hernia operation. Come on, it takes weeks to heal. Weeks. What did he realize? He ain't coming in. Yeshiva realized, what do I have? On the yeshiva, on the Libra Torah, I learned in this house. But like we said before, it's not only just the etzvi yotzi zayin, it's the bechinas of learning. He realized the yeshiva, the learning Torah with the bochum, is his mitzias, his essence. The least amount of time. I once went to the yeshiva, to visit the yeshiva. He had a flu, he missed I think a day or two of yeshiva, he had bad, very bad flu, an older man already. I think it was his 80s already. I said, Rebbe, we miss you. And I saw the tears in the Rashiva's eyes of us. The tears in his eyes. How he missed being, maybe he was out for 1 or 2 days. Tears in his eyes. Missed being in yeshiva. With the Baruch of learning to Zamin. Does the Metzias, Al-Chayyab Al-Chav, they can't learn. If they can't learn, there's Lama Lichayim. What I need life for if I can't learn? If it's not shy to continue to grow. I can't go further. I can't have more chiyas. So what's lama lichayim? It's not the pshat. It's the cheshma bittul taira. The aveira bittul taira. He's worried about the law. He feels in his essence that if I don't have that word of taira, lama lichayim. Why is life worth to live without being able to learn taira? He mentioned once the story of Gifta Natal, was going with his grandson or his son to a chasana in Great Neck, wherever it was. They're traveling from Brooklyn, he was there staying in a hotel, and he was on the way, and all of a sudden they had to go say, we have to go turn back, we're on the highway, we have to turn back. What happened? They forgot the ring. Maisa came to Kaddish. He couldn't recover. The Maisa forgot the ring. They turned all the way around. Took the hour out of the way. Not sure they were on time. They had time, but the Maisa had to go back to the hotel to get the ring. The Maisa's grandson, Tzvi Foyer, was sitting in the car waiting as they went to his father. When his uncle, whatever, went to get the ring. His chasana. And if Gifta was sitting in the back seat, and all of a sudden Tzvi notices that his grandfather's crying, there are tears coming from his eyes. And he doesn't understand. He says, Zayda, why are you crying? You just forgot the ring. So what? He went back to get it. He said, Tzvi, the tired Tzvi. The Maisa, the Etzim, he forgot the ring. But the Maisa, I'll be Allah, you can be Kaddish a woman with a Shara Pruta, you can use anything. So if you missed the ring, it's not so bad, the Maisa. So he came back with the ring, it was so precious. But just now, I was thinking and learning. Ich vergessen a Toysmiss. I forgot a Toysmiss. A Toysmiss I forgot. That could never come back l'oilom. I started to be boicha. To forget a Toysmiss. To forget a world part of Torah. That's chiyus. And when I told over there, Gifta B'Sof Yom used to learn, but he used to forget right away. His memory wasn't working so well, and he learned. When he was learning the Etzem thing, he went in, he learned it, but then a few minutes later, he forgot it. And he had tremendous tzar, unbelievable tzar, and the fact that he couldn't learn too much, and then he would forget, until a doctor told him, that whatever he learns, it goes in. The problem, the memory, so it doesn't stay for a long time, but it goes in. She had some nechama from that. The fact that he could retain it. The fact that caused him sad for that moment. He wanted to know that it would become part of his essence. The doctor says, yeah, it becomes part of you. But a person has to know, this is my mitzvahs. Learning Torah and knowing Torah, and to know it in its essence. The Gemara tells us, we heard once, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give the Bechina. Asi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu loved it, it's called the Oilam Be'emek Yoishafat. In Emek Yoishafat, became the Tamechof Amir, the Tamechof Baruch Hu, the Father of Oimeloi, Kloma Sakta Be'Torah. He says, yeah, okay, start saying, my Disa, in all of this, I'm going to find my Shukarisa Shanisa. Start saying all what you learned, and then start testing and vaita and vaita. What do you know? The time is going to be up here. If you could alone, you shall me. And this, what's the time now? Once you know, you shall me in Babli and this and that. What's the time now? The time is, why don't you realize? The time is, if you knew what this is, you wouldn't get enough, you wouldn't be able to get enough of it. You should go vaita and vaita. And no kala tarakula. This is the Matzias, this is your essence. This is your bread and butter. That's the Taina. That's what all the G'doylem, all the people, and all the G'doylem always realize every second. The Tfis Satoyim for another second. Another minute of Chiyos. Another minute of Chiyos. They were in pain, they were suffering. The Chaim Shulevitz, they said during the last Kufa of his life was in terrible, terrible agony. He was suffering from a liver disease, but they saw even the hospital bed. His hand was going back and forth. And they walked close to his ear. They would be hearing Rashmas. It was the essence, no matter what matzav he was in. Chayla, Bari, no matter what matzav. Torah, v'torah, more Torah. Because Torah is the hechlech. Torah is my essence. That's who I am. It's not the pshat on anybody else. A matzias is a shtick of Torah. Everything else is agav. Everything else is all fantasy. Everything else that we have in this world is there to try to distract us. We need food and sustenance of agav, but that's not the ikka. That's not there to take us away from it. It's there to sustain us quickly, and we go vaita in our aspirations, go vaita in our climb towards godless. But what is our essence? What is our mahus? Who are we? With the Amat Torah. That's our essence. That is Chiyus. That's Chayenu. I saw Muriya de Gazach in America, in the Aaron, came to America. That's Kufa. The '40s, the Baal was very instrumental, not only in spreading Torah in his own yeshiva and creating a matzah of Torah, but he used to try to help out as much Torah wherever it could be spread. And Lamaisa, there was a yeshiva from Gustman, Zatzal. His yeshiva started off Ramlas, Netzach Yisrael started off Be'etzim in Vilna, but then he came to America in the '50s. At that time, there was a big draft in Vietnam with the wars in America, and America was fighting with other countries, and there was a big draft. And there were students that wanted to come, though some wanted to get away from the draft, but there were also students that wanted to come to learn. And after they couldn't get away, unless yeshiva was accredited, the school was accredited. So I think Rav Aaron's school was already accredited, and Rav Kusman was trying to get his school accredited. So they went to meet with the general of Oisai. They went to meet with the general. They wanted to meet one of these generals to try to convince him that this school would be able to, you know, to be accredited by the army. And Mela, this way, Rav Kusman's yeshiva could then, Be'ezah Hashem, be have more talmidim and have people be able to learn there. The kids, they met, and Rav Aaron came to the meeting with Rav Gutzman to help him. And the Maisa, they spoke with one of these generals. I got his name already. And the Maisa, the Baron said to him in his Russian, broken English, the Baron said to him that you should know Torah is the Metzias of Chaim. He said to the general, Torah is Chaim, that's its Metzias. And therefore, anybody who helped to establish Torah, to help Torah, so he said, you should know, he has a chus in bringing more Chaim to the world, because that's the Metzias of Chav Torah. The Kitzah, Rav Aaron was able to, he spoke in his, whatever was broken English, was just translated, he was able to impress upon this, the Rosh Yeshiva, this general, that Taki was Kedai. And he gave him the right to go. This is Yeshiva to be able to be the captain's tour, whatever, this thing that Tamidim who learned there would be a part from the army. So in this book, Rabbi Aaron, he brings this story, and he says that this general is still alive today. He's still alive today. Rabbi Aaron had told him, Torah is life. If you help out life, you'll be zeh to life. This man is still alive. I don't know if he's alive today even, but he said he lived way into his high 90s, into a high, maybe over to 100. Because Torah is the Metzius of Chaim. That's what we have to realize about his time. That's the Gesoyen. Oilam the Bris Melboina Shal Torah, the Basko goes out. The elbow of Torah is that we don't realize it's Tivri Elikim Chaim. Those Meduik hate him in the Gemara and Yuma. He went back to another Limud. He comes in to learn, yeah. A friend has to walk into Seder. And a few minutes before learning, has to make the Achona and realize what is he about to do now? What am I going to do? I'm going to learn Tivri Elikim Chaim. I'm going into here to know what Ratzon Hashem is in every aspect of life. And I want to know in every aspect of life. That's why I want to know Kol Dor Kula. What's Ratzon Hashem? I'm not just here to gain knowledge. I'm here to know Ratzon Hashem. And to view my Metzias with Ratzon Hashem. Thus is the Hilak Torah, myself. To clutch the Torah in our arms. To feel that it's Achius. This is the job. This is our objective these years of Wayside. In the younger yarn, in the younger years, and it's a base that show we get older. It's also not, but especially these years, just to ingrain within us, to become a part of our essence, to know this Yisoy. That when a person has a free moment, that he doesn't look for Dushtusim. When he has a free moment, he makes a little Seder here. Another free moment, he does this little Seder there. And before he knows it, he's getting ideas and call it to Rabula. But that's only if he's imbued with this Yisoyim. If only he knows it deep, embedded in his essence. I'm not so in the mood, I don't feel good. The Gemara is difficult. This sugi is Gishmak. It's all against the Matthias of Torah. And why do we have to gain Cheshek? Chad Hashom. Why do we have to gain Cheshek? But the whole Tzuras Achinach is, okay, this sugya, it's not going so much, go skip it, do this, we'll do that. Every sugya of Torah has a purpose, of what I say. Every Gemara, every word, every Rashi, every Tosfos, to understand it, and to get a shmak from it, is only when I present the Makabal, that this is my essence, and I have to know it, and I have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Does anyone have a problem? This sugya is a little bit hard. Okay, I get frustrated, I'm going out. No. I do my best to understand it. I gave it to him. He's Hashem's Baruch on my side. If we realize this, so we gain an appreciation of Torah and this Mechalech on my side. That the Eiz Hashem, the Miskadish Mekdushas HaTorah on my side. Miskadish Mekdushas HaTorah will come to reveal the parchment of Torah. Torah will become embedded in our hearts. It will become our Metzias. That the Eiz Hashem's Baruch will be zoicha to the essence of Chav alive, Rabbi Yisrael. Will be zoicha to the real life. Will be zoicha to appreciate life. Will be zoicha to Metzias that the chiras from Adar Rabbis will walk around the world with a simcha atzuma, because we have tasted the true essence of life. We should be zoche v'ezeh Hashem to realize that there's nothing but Torah, nothing but Torah in the world, Rabbis. Everything else is to enhance Torah. And those mitzvahs Chazal say, so the Gemara noshim b'mayis achyon, how are women zoche, Rabbis? So the Gemara brachas that they send the whole husbands off to learn. And they send the children off to learn Torah. What do you mean they have mitzvah? Avadik mitzvah also does the chedek of Torah. Of its vizayot, it's amazing. To be doing the chiyas oilamis. And it's the chiyas. Only b'schus ha-Torah. Says the Gemara in Mitzvah's Kufir Aleph. How are the people going to be zayich lost in love to wake up? Chiyas amazing. So the Gemara, tal oiris talecha. Those who didn't learn Torah, what's going to be with them? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if they supported Torah, and they're pragmatic for a Talmud Chacham, they married the children off the Talmud Chacham. They have a keshet to Torah. There's a chance, there's a chiyas loss of love. There's no keshet to Torah in any way, Rabbi Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way. That there's a mitzias, you can have a keshet with Torah. Because that this Torah, all this Torah is not getting over. It's free, Rabbi Yisrael. It's free. It can be at any moment. We know this is a yisurim, as everybody says this. The more that something's available, we know the more it's hechus for the oilam. What's the most thing that's available the most of what is air, oxygen, anywhere you go basically you have oxygen basically it's available. Next is water basically can get anywhere, some place you can, but basically water's all around, and then wheat and all these things in their order. Wow, the thing that's needed the most is available. It's open for everybody. You don't have to have your grandfather's been the Gdol Ador. You could be a Pashna guy, just start to learn. You could be a Ger. You could be anything, as long as you're Jewish, Rabbi Yisrael. You come and learn Torah, it's available. Torah is out there, it's available. And more, Hakadosh Baruch Hu make it available. All these things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes today, to make it more available to the Olam, is because Torah is oxygen, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the oxygen of the Jew, it's the oxygen of the world, it's the oxygen of Israel. And it's so much available. There's so many different ways you can have a keshet to the Torah. Either learning Torah, teaching Torah, supporting Torah. But thus is the chiyas of us. And this has to be in our priorities, in our rules of life, our rules of thumb, things that we want to accomplish in this world. We have to make our mitzias. We have to make our mitzias a chelek of Torah. That was so imbued, and was so understanding of. We have so much understanding of this yisoid that we know that there's nothing but. Nothing but Torah. That Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach, no matter what situation we'll have in our life, will be attached to Chaim of us. No one knows what the future has for each individual. Everybody has different nisoyin in life. Everybody has a different tafkid in life. But one thing is, you have to live. And you have to be attached to Torah by Yisrael. Eitz Chaim Hila Ma'achazikim Bo, Simcheh Mo'ushov, Is Dorcheh Adachi Nova Kona Sibel Shalom, Shashem, Sibel Zer Shalom. Torah is our Eitz Chaim Hila. We have hold of it, stay attached to it. Chaim Elohim says, Moshal Mo'ad Dovah Doima, a guy who's mamish, going down a river, and he with a boat, he falls off the boat, whatever, and he's flowing down the river quickly, and he's no way to save himself. He sees a branch, and the only way to save it is to hold on to that branch, chazak, and then he pulls himself out, and he remains attached to that branch. It's the only way he has life. Life is pushing us different directions. How do we remain afloat? How do we keep going? For the nisyonos, the difficulties, did we get pushed around like this and pushed around like that? What keeps us going, Rabbi Yisrael? Eitz Chaim Hila Ma'achazikim Bo. We should be zoche v'ezeh Hashem to hold on to that Eitz Chaim, no matter what the situation has. Keep holding to the Eitz Chaim. Keep going weiter in Torah. Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. Be'zoicha. Through that schus of holding on to the Eitz Chaim. To the schus of promoting more chiyas ba'olam. Through kichim chiyas to others in Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with emes chiyas. Be'zoicha to emes arichas yamin. In order to be productive and use it out for the schus of being covered Shemayim in this world. Amen.